Good morning. We're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Siman Ches. And today's share is sponsored as the schus for Shmir Shabbos Kilvus and Parnosa for Malchi Tzedek ben Mazel Tov, Eitan Shmuel ben Runya, Malka Simcha ben Chaya Rivka, and David Yehuda ben Menucha Yehudis. So we left off with the question of, does one need to inform in a situation of Misasek, does one need to inform the people that the Erev is down? So, Ramosha Feinstein in the Igris Moshe and Rabaran Cutler in the Mishnah Zerbaran both bring the same raya. The Mora actually has this discussion of this case. The Mora has a case where the following, the Lacha is that tzitzis, when tzitzis are kosher, they're there to enhance the beggar, by the beggar now keeping its mitzvah, the beggar is enhanced. So the tzitzis are considered an extension of the beggar. And they're considered caring when a person wears a beggar with tzitzis in it. However, if one of the tzitzis tore, and therefore the person is not used to the mitzvah of tzitzis, the remaining three tzitzis which are there are not doing anything for the beggar. So they are considered a person is carrying. If a person has an item on his garment which is broken, but it's insignificant, he has a loop in the back of his jacket which is used to hang it up, which is torn, and only attached on one side. If he has no intent to fix it, so it's not kosher to him, so again it's bolted to the back. If he plans to fix it, but right now it's not working because it's unattached, then it's considered a masu. It's considered the person is carrying something. It's not bolted to the beggar because it's not functioning for the beggar. But it's not insignificant, and therefore it's bolted to the beggar because it is significant to him. He wants to correct it and fix it. So something which is significant but not enhancing the beggar right now is not bolted to the beggar and is considered carrying. So Morris has a story with Marbar Rashi and Ravina. Marbar Rashi was going on Shabbos and he was wearing his talus. The talus was his garment. He's wearing this garment which is four-cornered and one of the tits is tore. Ravina was walking behind him, noticed it. Marbar Rashi did not notice it. So Mori gets involved in the question, should one inform him? Because as soon as he informs him, he has to take the garment off. And that would be a lack of covenant of brius. He'd be walking around without his clothing, or at least without his primary layer of clothing. He might have his undergarments on, but he's been walking around in his undershirt and his underpants. If you inform him, if a person realizes that he has klayim in his pants, he has to take off his pants. If a person realizes that he's wearing a garment without tzitzis, he has to take off the garment. Now, should he inform him? Some more gets involved in the discussion of covenant of brius, etc. But the Mora says on the second lashon that Ravina told Marbar Rashi because he did not want him to carry on Shabbos. Regards to the mitzvah of tzitzis, the Mefarshim explain he's not over the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is an asay. He's commanded to do something. He's going to put tzitzis in. He can't put tzitzis in on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, wearing a garment which is chayim and tzitzis, but there's no tzitzis in it. The person is not over an avera. Because it's not there's no avera to wear a beggar without tzitzis. There's a mitzvah to put tzitzis in, which doesn't apply in Shabbos, because one may not make it attached to tzitzis on Shabbos. It involves making knots, which is an issue of the raisa. So a person is onus in regards to the tzitzis part. The problem is that he's carrying the remaining tzitzis. And Mora says that Ravina informed him of that. Why did Ravina inform him? Because apparently one has a chiyuv to prevent Marbar Rashi inadvertently from carrying, which he's doing in a state of a misasik. That is the minhag Yisrael, that we make an announcement when the Erev is down, which, if we're not concerned about this issue, why do we make an announcement? So the answer based on this Gemara, we see that we have a chiyuv to inform that to prevent it from happening. They say over in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker or the Brisker Rob said that arguably in that situation one does not need to inform because the individual is only a misasik. But we see the chara from this Gemara, we have a strong ride from this Gemara that Reb Moshe and Reb Aaron Cutler bring to indicate that one needs to inform. So we see this concept of preventing a misasik. Let's say a person forgot that the light is on in the refrigerator. So he, when he opens the door, he has no intent to turn on the light. The light turns on. So you could argue he believes the situation is a situation of heter, that there's no problem over here. That's what he believes. And the reality is that there's it's problematic. That is akin to a case of misasek. So based on what we're saying, if Reuven realizes that he left the light on, see, can't say that he can may not say to Shimon, Shimon, do me a favor, why don't you open the refrigerator and go get something from the refrigerator for me? Relying on the argument that Shimon is not doing it very at all when Shimon opens that door, because Shimon does not know that there's a light there. So Shimon believes that the light has been removed or turned off, like every Shabbos. So Shimon is doing the act of turning on the light in a way of misasik. If misasik is not in the area at all, so why can't Reuven ask Shimon to open the door for him? Elamai, we see that that's not true. That from what we're saying, that it's considered an avera, so Reuven may not ask Shimon to do that for him. I'll clarify more about this in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.